All right, everybody, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Well, today we are going to be looking at unions, specifically how they're impacting employers right here in California.
Oh, yeah. Big topic these days.
It really is.
Yeah.
So we're going to be looking at excerpts from a document called The Impact of Unionization on California Employers.
Catchy title.
Super catchy. Yeah, so...
Right to the point.
Yeah, so we're going to figure out what is going on in California with employers and unions and kind of what it means for all of us as either workers or business owners or just people living in the state.
All right, sounds good.
Cool. So, yeah. First of all, like, what's the current landscape of unions here in California?
Well, it seems like they're having a bit of a resurgence. Like, it's not like the old days necessarily, but they're definitely more active now than they've been in quite a while.
So what does the document say about that? Like, is it certain industries?
Yeah. This document, is it across the board?
It definitely highlights that it's not just like the traditional manufacturing or, you know, public sector jobs anymore.
Right.
It's popping up in a lot of unexpected places.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, like tech, for example.
Oh, wow.
And even some service industries. Like, remember that whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
With the food delivery apps?
Yeah, a few months back.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge.
Everyone was talking about it.
Exactly. And that really kind of put the spotlight on this whole trend.
Okay, so we have this kind of resurgence of union activity. And obviously it's impacting employers.
Oh, yeah.
What are some of the biggest ways that employers are being impacted by this resurgence?
Well, one of the most obvious things is labor costs.
Sure.
Right.
Makes sense.
When a workplace unionizes, you often see wages go up
and
benefits improve.
Sure.
Which is great for the workers. But it can obviously put a strain on the employer's budget.
Right. So there's like a give and take there.
Exactly. It's a trade-off.
Right.
And the document actually highlights a really interesting case study.
Okay.
In the California hospitality industry.
Okay.
Where after a hotel, unionized wages went up by 15%.
Wow.
Which again sounds fantastic for the workers, right?
Of course.
But at the same time, the hotel also had to reduce its workforce by 7%.
Oh, wow.
So that's
a lot.
Yeah. It's a really complex issue.
Yeah. So it's not like a clear cut, benefit for everyone necessarily. So
exactly. It's more nuanced than that.
Right. There's ripple effects.
Definitely.
Okay. So labor costs are obviously a big one. What else? What are some other ways this is affecting employers?
This document really gets into is the impact on workplace rules and flexibility.
Oh, interesting.
A lot of times union contracts will introduce more rigid rules
around things like scheduling, overtime pay, things like that.
Makes sense.
And while this can provide more predictability and fairness for workers, it can also make it harder for employers to adjust to fluctuations in demand or, you know, unexpected situations.
So like less wiggle room.
Basically.
Yeah, for employer. Yeah. Okay, so that kind of makes sense. Obviously with a union, you're going to have more rules in place.
More structure.
Yeah, and so that makes sense to me. You know, we often hear about big, dramatic union showdowns.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's right, strikes.
Yeah, the picket lines. Mm-hmm. Is that something that employers here in California should be prepared for?
Well, actually, the document says that the vast majority, something like 90% of union negotiations in California are settled through arbitration.
Oh, interesting.
Which is basically a process where a neutral third party comes in
and helps both sides reach an agreement.
Oh, so it's like...
Yeah.
It's
less about those...
Big public?
Yeah, those big dramatic confrontations. Yeah. And more about just...
Behind closed doors.
Working things out in a more structured way.
Okay. So less Hollywood, more like...
Yeah.
You know, practical
problem
solving.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
Yeah.
So we've talked about how this is impacting, you know, employers directly.
Right.
But what does this mean for California's economy? As a whole.
That's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah, like if we're seeing these shifts, increased union activity.
It's bound to have some ripple effects.
Right. What are some of the things that...
You know, you could argue that this is kind of like a rebalancing of power.
Oh, interesting.
Between employers and workers.
Okay.
Right? Giving workers a stronger voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that could affect a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, consumer spending,
right.
business investment,
uh-huh.
the whole nine yards.
Yeah. It's like...
It's a domino effect.
It's a whole ecosystem.
Yeah.
Right? And if one piece of the puzzle is changing...
Exactly.
Everything else has to kind of...
Adjust.
Adjust. Yeah. So
yeah.
How do you see
well, then,
California businesses adapting?
I think for businesses...
Yeah.
It's going to be crucial
mm-hmm.
to find ways to work constructively with unions.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
it's about finding that balance.
Right.
Between supporting their employees
mm-hmm.
and also, you know, remaining competitive.
So it's not one or the other.
Exactly. It's not black
it's
and white.
Bold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about finding that sweet spot.
Okay. So basically, we're at this point where unionization is on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen how it's impacting employers in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
And the big question now is how is this going to shape the future of work in California?
Exactly. It's like we're at this crossroads.
Totally.
And which way are we going to go?
Right. Are we going towards like,
yeah.
are we moving to
more worker empowerment?
More worker empowerment.
How are businesses going to respond to that?
Exactly. How are they going to adapt
yeah.
and evolve?
Fascinating stuff. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this all plays out.
Yeah, me too.
So that is our deep dive on unionization in California.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. And we'll leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
As always, with this new wave of unionization, what do you think the future holds for the relationship between employers and workers here in California?
Something to think about.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.